Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Oh, bring it up, Jake. Let's go. You Better You Bet, otherwise known as the Power Hour. Femi Abebefe alongside PJ Glasser. PJ doing an awesome job filling in for Nick Kostos. Nick will be back with us tomorrow after some much needed time off. I will be gone tomorrow, but PJ holding things down here without Nick Kostos, as we've had a fun 3 hours so far on the program, and we have a great 60 minutes on deck for you guys as well. As 40 minutes from now will be all of our bets with our Power Hour plays, and it's a special edition of Power Hour plays because on a Tuesday I'm giving out college football bets for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. No college football for me this upcoming week because I'll be in Cabo, so we're giving out the bets. I'll be watching the games, but I'm not going to be here on the show starting tomorrow. So I will give out all of my college football bets. We'll give out some bets for Major League Baseball tonight, the WNBA tonight. Power Hour plays coming up in about 40 minutes. 20 minutes from now, though, have you taken a look at week one? Do you know what you're going to do in Survivor? Survivor strategies, Survivor plays for us. Now, they're not going to be final. We reserve the right to change our mind. But we're looking at Survivor. For those of you who don't know, Survivor, a very, very fun sweat throughout the NFL season. PJ and I will break that down coming up in about 20 minutes. But PJ, I saw this earlier this morning. This was courtesy of our friend John Ewing over at BetMGM. The most bet teams in terms of the ticket count and the money for week one of the NFL season. If you had to guess, I don't know. Have you seen this so far? I don't know if you've seen it yet or not. Okay, great. Perfect, perfect. If you had to guess, and the team is the same for the most bets in terms of the ticket count and the money, who do you think is the most bet side for week one in the NFL season?
That is a good question. Most bet side for week one. I'm going through the games. I'm gonna say it's the Eagles. -7.
Ding, 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 ding. It is the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles. Eagles laying the 7 is the most bet side in terms of ticket count and the money. That's the opening night game. But like, you have been Mr. America's team, even more so than me, a guy who roots for the Dallas Cowboys. You really like Dallas week one. So it sounds like, PJ, it's going to be you against a lot of folks next Thursday night to start the regular season.
Still music to my ears, Femi. Love it. We're on Dallas. I'm glad we got the 7 now. I don't think we're getting 7.5. I think this is the buy point here with Dallas certainly getting the key number.
Unless Micah Parsons doesn't play. Maybe it's 7.5.
That's a very good point. Well, we were talking with the Whale Capper yesterday, Drew Dinsick, and he said, you know, there was money coming in on Philly yesterday. It moved from 6.5 to 7 with, you know, McLaurin signing and Hendrickson signing and Parsons not signing. Do you think that had anything to do with it? I mean, you just said Eagles are the most bet team, so obviously the public is on them. You think any of the Parsons stuff had to do with that line change at all?
I mean, I think it's the chatter around Parsons. I don't think it's Parsons' information. Okay. Like, I don't think people are betting Philly because it's like, oh, I know Michael Parsons is not going to play because he's going to hold out all the way into the season and miss game checks. I think it's more so the amount of negativity around the Dallas Cowboys this offseason. And this dates all the way back to January when they hired Brian Schottenheimer. Like, they didn't really have like an official like head coaching search. McCarthy kind of just told them, kick rocks, I don't want to be here anymore. So I think it's more so The Shoddy hire was very uninspiring. They didn't do a whole lot once again in free agency. And then now we have just negative story after negative story with Jerry Jones saying that I don't want to deal with the agent, et cetera. It's all working together. And of course, the Eagles are awesome too, coming off a Super Bowl victory. I think that's why you have this now Eagles 7 as opposed to the 6.5 that it was earlier this past weekend.
Yeah, no, makes sense. And to your point, I mean, if Parsons, if he doesn't play, I mean, that'll go to 7.5 for sure. He's worth a half point. He might even be a full point to the line. You could see it going to 8 as well. But I do like Dallas. You know, rivalry game, we talked about it yesterday. I feel like in this series, especially recently, the road team has tended to play better. Dallas seems to always play Philly tough in Philly. And all the reasons that people are betting against Dallas and on the Eagles is all the reasons why I like Dallas. People are betting against Philly because of what they've seen in the preseason with Dallas, because they have a new head coach, because Dak is coming back from injury. Like, I want to bet into all that stuff. You know, early on in the season, if I have a big underdog that has the potential to be decent, like, I want to attack those games, right? Because if Dak turns out to come back from injury and looks really, really good, if Schottenheimer as a head coach and this offense looks like they're clicking, if the defense looks way different than they did in the preseason, I mean, you're not going to be getting these numbers with Dallas very often. So this is the challenge of week one, right? I mean, it's lines off of what these teams did last season, how we all project them to be, the offseason moves that they made. But nobody knows anything until we get to like week 9, 10, 11, and we've really seen these teams play. So you give me this many points, Femi, with a good quarterback, with an offense that's capable of putting up points, two teams that know each other really well, I'm going to take it just about every time. So I'll take Dallas plus 7.
And to go along with what you're saying, it feels like week 1, amongst all weeks of the NFL season, is the one that's most guided by just perception.
Of course.
It's guided by whether positive or negative. It's just perception, because we're all making educated guesses. And the betting market, which is incredibly sharp, especially for NFL sides, like, it ain't that sharp week one. like we all remember last year week one, where the Minnesota Vikings were damn near pick 'em on the road against the Giants. Like, you get laughed out of the room if you hang that number right now. But, like, yep, that's just, we're all kind of like sort of making educated guesses as to what it's going to look like. Like, that's why you see, as we get through the first month of the season, first 6 weeks of the season, teams get upgraded, they get downgraded. It's all fluid. And then by the time, like PJ mentioned, we get to like week 10, week 11, or even later than that into the holidays, that's when we know exactly what the point spread should be. And it's a lot more sharp than it is early in the season. So, like, that's where if you have negative perception, like the Dallas Cowboys have this season, based on how they've talked about in all the daytime shows, Jerry this, Jerry that, Micah this, Micah that, Shoddy this, Shoddy that, it hasn't been good. Like, what's the last good Cowboy story that you've heard this offseason, PJ? Have you heard one? I don't know if I've heard one. I guess maybe the promotion of the Netflix documentary, which is great, by the
yeah,
way. But that's like the only positive thing I've heard about the Cowboys this offseason. I guess maybe when they traded for Pickens. Maybe the Pickens trade was positive. But that's about it. Outside of that, it's been very negative. Thus, the Cowboys are a big underdog opening night against the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's get to some of the other teams, though, that are pretty highly bet. The second most bet team. It's the same on the tickets and the money. I'll see if you can get this one. So we have the Eagles as the most bet team. Second most popular, though, tickets and the money. PJ, what do you think it is for week one in the NFL?
I'm going to say San Francisco minus 2.5 at Seattle would be my guess.
Ooh, that is not correct. Okay. Wrong.
Okay.
Guess again.
I'll go Kansas City minus 3 against the Chargers.
So the Chiefs are the third most popular with the tickets, fourth most popular with the money, but the second most popular team is a team that we actually talked about earlier in the show, and we talked about them before the show and during the breaks. It's the Denver Broncos laying the 7.5 against the Tennessee Titans, which if you look at that now, PJ, a lot of sports books, and BetMGM I still believe has a 7.5. They do, as we have it right now on the right rail. A lot of other sportsbooks, though, have Denver laying 8. And I see a pretty sharp offshore sportsbook that has Denver as a 9-point favorite at home against Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. It makes a lot of sense. I'm not high on Denver, but in this particular spot, I would be much more willing to back them than I would Tennessee, given the fact that Denver's home field advantage early in the season is massive. team's still trying to get their legs underneath them. Now you got to go play at altitude with a really good home crowd that's incredibly fired up for this team this upcoming season. Makes a lot of sense. I could see Denver winning that like 24-3 or like 31-7, something in that range. So I understand why a lot of folks are back in the Denver Broncos. Do you feel that way about Denver in this particular matchup, or would you go the other way and maybe back the road dog with the rookie quarterback?
I mean, if we start seeing some nines, 9.5s pop up, I think I'd start to get pretty interested in Tennessee, because people are just going to tease the heck out of this game, Femi, right? I think that's why starting to see some 8.5, 9. Like, this is absolutely the teaser game. So, I mean, as we get closer and closer to Sunday, there's going to be more and more and more money pour in on the Broncos. I think you'll start to see some nines pop up around more sports books, so that those teasers go to 3, you know, 2.5, those kind of things. If we get to that number, I mean, I don't think we'll ever get a 10. Like, I don't think a line would jump that much in week one. But if we get up to 9 at more books, or even the 9.5, I could see myself betting on Tennessee, because again, of the unknown. Like, everything you said, right? Week one game, great defense. These are the kind of teams that Denver beat up on last year in the altitude. And the Titans have a rookie quarterback starting, but we don't know how good Cam Young. We don't know how good Cam Ward is going to be, right? I can tell you Cam Young's not going to be a good NFL quarterback, but we'll see. We'll see how Cam Ward is going to be. And some of these rookies, Femi, as of late, I mean, they have played pretty well in season openers. And 9.5 is just, it's a lot of points. So that game would be numbers for me. At 7.5, stay away. We start getting 9, 9.5. I maybe will be betting Tennessee.
I think I would need 10.5 to bet Tennessee.
Okay.
I hate the spot. I hate the spot for them. And like, here's where it stands for me. Like, rookie quarterback against a good defense, they just don't know what to expect in that first game. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen a lot of good quarterbacks that have struggles in that week one. I think back to 2012 with Andrew Luck in that rookie year, where it's like, hey, he's the number one overall pick. Let's see what the Colts do against the Bears. He was horrendous against the Bears. Ended up being really good that season, but was horrendous week one. Russell Wilson against the Cardinals that week one, he was pretty damn bad. Now, I guess you can throw in my face RG3 against the Saints, because he was awesome in the opener against New Orleans. But like, more often than not, you see these rookies, even when they're good for their rookie year, they struggle week one. I mean, look at last year, Jaden Daniels. He wasn't that great against Tampa. But then, like, come full circle playoffs, he's beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and eliminating them in the playoffs. But that week one game, there's just certain things they have to get used to, the cadence of an NFL game day, et cetera, et cetera. And now you're doing it at altitude. And, like, let's be honest, like, Tennessee, even though I'm high on the team, their expectations that they're going to be bad. So I think I'd need, like, 10.5 to bet the Tennessee Titans. If anything, like, I think the Broncos teasers are not great for early in the season, especially week one, but I do think it's a really good teaser leg with a total that low and a team at home that performs really, really well early in the season. So I get it. I understand why people like Denver in that game. I like Denver a little bit. Not really looking to lay it. I'll probably just bet the under, but if I had to bet the side, it would be on the Broncos as opposed to the Tennessee Titans. I'll give you the other most bet teams with the ticket count and the money. So third most with the tickets, Chiefs laying the 3 Friday night against the Chargers in Brazil. Jets taking 3 at home against Pittsburgh. And then the Giants plus 6 on the road against the Commanders. That's the ticket count. As for the money, Pittsburgh laying the 3 is the third most popular. So a little bit of back and forth there, a little push-pull between that Jets-Steelers game. The tickets are on the Jets, the money's on the Steelers. Fourth most with the money is Kansas City laying the 3. Fifth most is Arizona laying the 6, which is now out to 6.5. Any of that stand out to you, PJ? Any disagreements? Any agreements? What do you think of the rest of the most bet sides for week one in the NFL?
Yeah, it sounds like Jets-Steelers might be a little Joes versus Pros type game, right? Public kind of liking the Jets a little bit. Yeah, Pros liking the Steelers, which is interesting. I'm staying away from that one. I do think it's interesting that a lot of money's coming in on both the New York teams. The Giants, I think, are going to be a trendy underdog upset pick. But the more and more we get to that game, I don't know if I'm going to have a ticket on Washington. The Giants always play the Commanders tough, especially in D.C. They always do. I mean, that year where they were awful and getting smashed by everybody, they were like 10-point dogs. Sam Howell has like 6 turnovers, and they lose that game outright. Last year, Washington kicks a billion field goals. Malik Nabers drops a pass, or they would have won that game. So even these years where the Giants have been awful, they've still managed to play Washington really tough and beat them. They've played Jaden Daniels pretty tough in the 2 matchups against them. So I can see why a lot of people like the Giants in that game. I don't know. Both those games I'm staying away from. I think the lines are about right, but I'd be careful of both the New York teams as dogs in those games.
Yeah, I think the Giants one at 7 made sense. Plus 6, I can't get there. I cannot get there. Like, the Commanders are still a much better football team, even though I do love the Giants' defensive line with what they have in Abdul Carter now in the mix up front. On the other side, we'll tell you how to win your Survivor League, or at least how to try to make it past week 1. It's coming up next year on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.